What If by Rita Morrow. What if we are faced with difficult individuals? How are we supposed to act? What if it's someone we work with? What if it's someone we love? What are we supposed to do and say when someone we care about confronts us with opposing views about our Christian belief? What if they oppose our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? These are situations we have to be prepared to confront and deal with. 2 Corinthians 4:4. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Their eyes and their hearts are covered by their desires to keep living in their sinful passions. If they recognize Christ as Lord and Savior, then it would mean recognizing their sin. It would mean changing a certain lifestyle. It would mean changing their minds toward Christ. In the eyes of an unbeliever, it could mean giving up their so-called fun. It involves repenting and turning your heart towards God. There can be many reasons why people question God. Satan pollutes this world nonstop. He constantly tugs at the hearts of unbelievers. Satan makes things deceivingly attractive and preys on the weak-minded. What if we could turn their hearts toward God by letting our light shine in front of them? Matthew 5:16. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. John 8:47, English Standard Version. Whoever is of God hears the word of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God. 2 Corinthians 6:14, English Standard Version. Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? 1 Corinthians 15:33. English Standard Version. Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. Have a blessed day.